This report is entitled Perform Europe Insights: Sustainability Through Innovation. It was produced by the Perform Europe Consortium. Forward about Perform Europe. Perform Europe is an EU-funded project which aims to rethink cross-border performing arts presentation in a more inclusive, sustainable and balanced way in the 40 countries of Creative Europe and the UK. The 18-month Perform Europe process includes research, developing a digital platform and piloting a support scheme for experimental practices to test new ways of touring and digital distribution of the performing arts. Dance, theatre, circus, street art and multidisciplinary performance. The Perform Europe Consortium is given a mandate to develop policy recommendations on how a new support scheme for sustainable and inclusive distribution of the performing arts can be integrated into the Creative Europe Programme 2021-2027. The main values of Perform Europe are sustainability, inclusivity and balance. We understand sustainability as a system of interconnected dimensions: artistic, social, economic, human, and environmental. Perform Europe is funded by the Creative Europe Programme of the European Union and co-managed by a consortium composed of IETM International Network for Contemporary Performing Arts, IFA European Festivals Association, Circostrada, EDN European Dance House Network, and Idea Consult. You can find more information about Perform Europe on performeurope.eu. Introduction: The Narrative. Experiencing performing artworks from other countries and cultures helps us to grasp the diversity and complexity of the world we live in. Getting in touch with performances produced in other contexts enhances our empathy and broadens our perspectives. Traveling across borders and hosting productions from abroad inspires new artistic approaches, contributes to renewing working practices and, ultimately, lets art blossom. Cross-border artistic exchanges also develop transnational synergies between peer professionals and have the potential to create impactful connections between art professionals and local communities. Cross-border performing arts presentation is valuable both for the development of artistic communities and for shaping open and inclusive societies. However, there are some trends and features that prevent the European performing arts landscape from fulfilling these values. First of all, touring and distribution are not equally accessible to all players in the sector. There are disparities across geographies, levels of privilege, stages of career. Secondly, in the past years, in some countries, budgets for culture in some places have been decreasing and economic pressure has been growing, which resulted in a more accelerated system, with fragmented production or co-production budgets and increased competition for limited resources. For those who are within the touring circuit, its benefits do not come without costs. Competition for limited resources leads to a system of mere survival which is at odds with their artistic interests and values. Human drain, unfair conditions, and the growing pressure of environmental awareness at the backdrop of a very scarce support for ecological mobility. These and many other factors clearly signal that the current touring and distribution systems are not sustainable. The COVID-19 pandemic is likely to aggravate the gaps and foster the survival logic. There is a great need for more time, resources and space, in order to fulfill artistic values of art professionals, enhance social and economic potential of the performing arts. Time and resources are also needed to embed cross-border touring in a bigger picture, in the local social and cultural dynamics. This is necessary in order to inspire meaning and relevance in artists' and presenters' practices, allow those practices to be in place for a longer period of time and thus contribute to sustainability of the sector and the social fabric at large. Meaningful, thoughtful, sustainable touring and presentation entail learning about and from local people and places visited. Such mobility creates links with other projects and initiatives, builds ground for professional growth. It is also considerate of the environment. Many initiatives have been arising all across the global performing arts sector with a view of innovating touring practices, introducing new methods, formats and ideas, and even rethinking completely what we mean by touring and distribution. digitalization, cross-border co-creation, various slow mobility practices, connecting touring to larger projects, moving ideas and concepts and not only people and sets. These and many other models sparkle in various corners of Europe and demonstrate both the thirst and the potential for innovation in the performing arts sector and the art form itself. How to bridge the gap between the desired state of touring with the real state of affairs? Where do the root causes for current problems lie and how to tackle them and bring systemic change? How to connect the multiple positive practices arising across the globe, learn from them and turn them into a perpetual modus operandi in the sector? The Perform Europe process so far highlights the urgency to rethink the current support tools and schemes in order to make the touring, distribution, and presentation of performing arts in Europe more balanced, sustainable, and inclusive. The research has revealed asymmetries in the current system of unequally distributed and unaligned support schemes. Thus, there is a need for a complementary, overarching, cross-border support system that acknowledges the diversity of the European landscape, as well as disparities between European countries and regions. Such a transnational program should not only complement the existing schemes, cover what they currently do not tackle, but also create meaningful connections among the most innovative approaches and continuously support and showcase more sustainable and inclusive practices. Ultimately, this might shift to a more sustainable system, where the potential for artists, audiences, communities, and society is fully unleashed. This report brings together the main learning points we have drawn from the Perform Europe process since its start in December 2020. In these 6 months, we completed the research part of the project. We explored and mapped the context in which performing artworks have been presented across borders in the past few years. The research team identified and analyzed the current issues and disparities in the European system of performing arts touring, taking account of the COVID-19 effects, and sketched some solutions for bringing change. Throughout the research and the broader Perform Europe process, we have been in conversation with many representatives of the performing arts sector, artists, cultural managers, venue and festival professionals, experts, funders, academics, peer network partners, from Europe and beyond. We tested a new method of analyzing social media data, and we undertook a large-scale survey which collected insights from more than 2,000 performing arts professionals, artists, freelancers and people employed by venues, festivals and companies. This helped us to unfold the status quo of the European landscape of performing arts presentation and to picture a better future for the performing arts ecosystem. We are now ready to test innovative models and game-changing experiments that will help us prove that a more sustainable future is possible and imagine collectively how such a better future can look like. In designing and implementing this next stage, we are guided by the following three takeaways we have drawn from the Perform Europe process so far. First takeaway: geographic disparities are too big to be untackled. When we talk about a European landscape of performing arts touring and presentation, it is essential to draw a clear picture of how it is organized. What are the trodden paths? What are the weaker routes? What links are inexistent? How well is the European performing arts field connected, and what are the strongest connection nodes? As part of the research phase, we have pictured the main touring and presentation flows, from where and to where performing artworks travel. With the help of 41 national experts, we have also mapped various support programs and tools for touring and digital distribution of the performing arts and analyzed how relevant and sustainable those instruments are. We divided the geographic area in focus, Creative Europe countries and the UK, into six macro regions. The first macro region is the Balkans, including Albania, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Kosovo, Montenegro, North Macedonia, and Serbia. The second macro region is Eastern Europe, including Bulgaria, Poland, Czech Republic, Romania, Hungary, Slovakia, Slovenia, and Croatia. The third macro region is the Eastern Partnership, including Armenia, Georgia, Moldova, Ukraine, as well as Tunisia. The fourth macro region is Northern Europe, including Denmark, Estonia, Finland, Iceland, Latvia, Lithuania, Norway, and Sweden. The fifth macro region is Southern Europe, including Cyprus, Malta, Italy, Greece, Spain, and Portugal. And the sixth macro region is Western Europe, including Austria, Belgium, Luxembourg, Germany, France, the Netherlands, the UK, and Ireland. Based on the Perform Europe survey responses on where respondents have presented their work at least once, we mapped where more than 1,100 European artists and companies that responded to the survey travel the most with their performances. As an example, of the more than 1,100 producers responding to the survey, almost 3 out of 5 have performed their work in Germany. 1 out of 50 performed in Moldova or Armenia. In a nutshell, Western European artists and producers show foreign works the most, followed by their peers in the northern region, which is still very much focused on the intra-regional artistic exchange, as well as Southern Europe and Eastern Europe. The research, including our survey and social media data scraping, showed that, in fact, the main presentation activity is happening within the borders of the same macro regions, and even more so, within the same countries. Yet, there are exchanges among all regions, and it is possible to see, to some extent, artistic works in each region from all other regions. In fact, only Western and Southern European artists that responded to the survey are presenting their performing artworks more outside their macro regions than within their regional borders. It is mostly Western European works which are traveling outside the Creative Europe country group. Eastern European region is also exporting quite a lot, but predominantly within its own region. As for the Balkans, a considerable portion of performances shown in this region come from other countries. However, a very tiny slice of these performances come from outside the region. Balkan countries import performances from all other regions, but their traveling flows to Western and Northern Europe are rather invisible on the touring traffic map. Eastern Partnership and Tunisia are in a similar situation. Explanations for those flows are quite complex. The sizes of internal markets vary greatly from country to country, thus motivations to export and import performing arts works differ too. Historical, political, cultural links between countries and regions are also significant factors leaving marks on the touring and presentation flows. Moreover, when it comes to cross-border presentation, there is no level playing field, as there are gaps in national and regional situations in regard to performing arts education and training, funding for production and development of the performing arts, guiding priorities of cultural policies, availability of infrastructure, recognition of artistic disciplines, etc. Distribution and presentation are only the end of the value chain, which is characterized by inequalities along its entire length. The asymmetrical picture described by our research can be complemented by the conclusions drawn from our mapping and analysis of the national and regional support schemes for touring of the performing arts. Our group of 41 national experts listed, altogether, 565 support programs in their countries. The first analysis of the distribution of support programs reveals that more than 50% of these funding schemes are concentrated in Western and Northern Europe. It is important to note, however, that the quantitative data should be contextualized in regard to the population of countries and sizes of their performing arts sector. Our qualitative analysis of the tools mapped allowed us to divide the 41 country pool into three groups: countries with strong, medium, and weak support. The category of countries with strong support encompasses all countries offering a comparatively big number of support instruments for cross-border touring and distribution, which are balanced in terms of type of support, beneficiaries addressed, and disciplines covered. The countries under the strong support category are Belgium, France, Austria, Germany, Spain, Ireland, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Spain, Sweden, and the UK. In addition to the individual countries, the Nordic region also falls into the strong support category. Thanks to the establishment of dedicated funds and platforms, the Nordic Council is one of the main providers of support to cross-border touring and distribution in Northern Europe. The medium support group is quite diverse. there are countries where, despite the existence of national cultural policies and cultural infrastructure, cross-border distribution of the performing arts is not considered as a funding priority, and, therefore, is not structurally supported. There are also countries where, despite the lack of sufficient public support, foreign or supranational entities fill this gap. The countries within the medium support category are Albania, Bulgaria, Croatia, Czech Republic, Denmark, Finland, Hungary, Latvia, Lithuania, Italy, Norway, Poland, Portugal, and Tunisia. The low support category includes all those countries that do not have or have only a few schemes supporting cross-border distribution of performing arts works. In most cases, the level of support to the performing arts sector, and, in general, to the cultural and creative sectors, in these countries is rather limited. The countries under this category are Armenia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Cyprus, Estonia, Georgia, Greece, Iceland, Kosovo, Malta, North Macedonia, Moldova, Romania, Serbia, Slovenia, Slovakia and Ukraine. This explanation is synthesized in a heat map based on the analysis done by 41 national experts. Green symbolizes a positive situation, orange, an intermediary situation, and red, a negative situation. When asking whether funding schemes create enough international touring opportunities for artists from a country, Northern Europe and Western Europe are in green, Southern Europe and Eastern Partnership plus Tunisia are in orange, and Eastern Europe and the Balkans are in red. When asking whether funding schemes present a wide range of international performing arts works in one's country, Northern Europe and Western Europe are in green again, the Balkans and Eastern Partnership plus Tunisia are in orange, and Southern Europe and Eastern Europe are in red. The availability of various digital tools supporting distribution of the performing arts is also quite uneven across the 41 countries in focus. For instance, tools serving for matchmaking, presentation to audiences, ticketing, SER and subtitling, streaming, broadcasting, and so on. The quantitative research showed that those various digital tools are more available in Western Europe, followed by Southern Europe and Eastern Europe, with Northern Europe, the Eastern Partnership plus Tunisia, and the Balkans coming last. What conclusions can we draw from the mapping and analysis of the flows, support schemes and digital tools available? The geographic imbalance of the European landscape of performing arts presentation, which is in itself no news, is quite considerable. Artists from the West, North and South of Europe have better access to cross-border touring opportunities than artists from Eastern Europe, Balkans, Eastern Partnership and Tunisia. In these countries, presenters, that is, venues and festivals, tend to show works from places with a stronger support for export. This state of affairs, already today and, likely, even more so in the post-pandemic future, is not beneficial to the cultural diversity of the European continent. Cultural diversity is not just about a scattered patchwork of cultures coexisting in the same geographic area. It is about celebrating the richness of those cultures, raising mutual awareness, nourishing respect for each other, and all this is only possible through knowing, comprehending and appreciating the differences and common grounds. Therefore, addressing the gaps and making the European landscape of performing arts presentation more balanced is essential and urgent. Second takeaway: the current system is unsustainable, hence the urge for change. Part 1. Inequalities beyond national borders. It is not only the national borders that define who has access to the cross-border touring and who does not. Within the same countries, there are considerable barriers too, including remoteness, rurality, disabilities, minority background, ethnicity, gender, and more. There are no EU-wide statistics, let alone across the Creative Europe group of countries, on how the European performing arts sector is representative of the societies it operates within. Yet some national data reveals that fair access to working in the arts is an acute challenge facing the sector. According to a study published in 2020 by the Creative Industries Policy and Evidence Centre on Getting In and Getting On Class, Participation and Job Quality in the UK Creative Industries. In the UK, only 16% of people taking creative jobs are from working class backgrounds. Sadly, socio-economic position is often in connection with other factors such as gender, ethnicity, physical ability, and geographic origin. Minority groups are either in more precarious positions within the sector, or they have limited access to artistic careers, as they are less likely to afford uncertainty, unpaid assignments, long-term periods of inactivity and unemployment. According to the Disabled Artists in the Mainstream, a new cultural agenda for Europe report by the Creative Europe Project Europe Beyond Access, across Europe, disabled arts professionals and artists all report significant barriers to developing artistic careers. Arts Council England's Making a Shift report shows that only 3.2% of artists working in the subsidised arts sector in England are disabled. Disabled artists face a handful of extra challenges when touring. Additional costs for assistance, mobility, sign language interpretation, among many other factors. As for gender, we need more precise statistics at the EU level too. As an example, in France, 52% of the students in education prepare for performing arts, only 11% of programmed artists are women, and 18% of managerial positions are female professionals. According to the figures from the study on gender gaps in the cultural and creative sectors, with the exception of the audiovisual sector, published by the European Expert Network on Culture and Audiovisual, EENCA. It remains to be estimated whether and how the pandemic reinforced the existing imbalances within the performing arts sector, but it is already obvious it has hit the most vulnerable players the hardest. Scarce access to funding schemes, digitalization, which created more access for some and reduced it for others, reopening strategies not considerate of disabled artists, and many more other factors make it harder for minority professionals to cope with the crisis. Part 2. Artistic value at the forefront. The respondents to the Perform Europe survey confirmed yet again that the artistic component of the entire touring and presentation experience remains vital and core. In order to grasp the social and economic potential for society, artists and company producers are convinced a cross-border experience needs to be driven by an artistic value, as well as it must bring artistic inspiration and enhance artistic development. Artistic quality of the work is the most essential guiding element for venue and festival professionals selecting performances from abroad, with 87% respondents to our survey indicating artistic quality as the consideration for selecting foreign productions for programming. One of presenters' most important motivation to program international productions is the aspiration to connect their local artistic community to the international performing arts scene. It is important for the performing arts producers and presenters that the support mechanisms for touring and cross-border presentation, as well as digital distribution tools, do not limit artistic development. On the contrary, they should foster artistic values and aspirations and provide time and space for experiment, research and innovation. This is the necessary ground for the arts to truly benefit societies and reach every heart and mind in the most impactful way possible. These entail slow tours and slow art, for time and space are the necessary conditions allowing for building tight and enduring artistic bonds and partnerships, and sustainable relations with audiences and communities. In reality, the insufficient budgets for the arts, and for cross-border exchanges in particular, augment the pressure on producers and presenters to adjust their projects to diverse funding priorities, to compete with each other, to accelerate production, presentation and mobility. Venues and festivals, facing financial scarcity, keep on programming artists from countries with better touring support, having little space to diversify their artistic offer. Artists lack time to extend their work's lifespan, and presenters struggle to embed it in the local realities, as well as to show it to more diverse audiences. Part 3. Environmental approaches, and their uneven spread. In the last decades, environmental concerns have been affecting visions, artistic practices and organizational models in the performing arts sector. There have been many diverse initiatives, from greening practices to performances and works helping us to collectively imagine a different, more sustainable future. However, the pace and extent of this has been varying greatly from country to country. The possibility of greening production, presentation, and mobility practices remains an expensive affair. Besides, it requires knowledge and skills, access to technologies, as well as the readiness to compromise on one's visibility, international fame, diverse artistic offer, and for those based in the most remote areas, on translational physical connections of all sorts. Needless to stress that ecological concerns in action are to be found in places where there are more resources, better geographical and infrastructural connectivity, longer history of structured cultural policies, and the overall social, political and economic preoccupation with the ecological matters. Our research shows that those are West and North European countries, as well as some countries in Eastern Europe, compared to the Eastern Partnership and Tunisia. The COVID-19 reality has created a space for a deeper reflection on how to adopt greener practices. It sheds some light on how to reinvent mobility, adopt digital solutions, rethink scale and success. The sector has been experimenting with digital tools, but more artist-led research is needed in order to realize the artistic and greening potential of digitalization, taking into account the necessity to measure the digital carbon footprint. Moreover, by far not all parts of the sector have been effectively exploring the digital domain. Many organizations and artists lack skills and resources to adopt digital solutions. And importantly, not all productions and artistic ideas are compatible with virtualization. The pandemic has also turned on the survival mode in the entire performing arts community, which is likely to raise the importance of such priorities as earning a living and enhancing visibility, at the cost of greening strategies. In addition, current funding and cultural policies do not stimulate and support the growing environmental awareness in the sector to be put in practice. Our analysis of the 565 support schemes in all the 41 countries demonstrates that structured incentives for ecologically considerate touring and presentation are insufficient. Some positive examples of such funding instruments can be identified in a few countries, for example, in Sweden and Luxembourg, yet the majority of them remain scattered and limited in time and budget. Moreover, many other support programs function even at odds with greening ambitions. They require producing and presenting new work instead of recycling existing productions, overfocus on quantitative indicators, do not stimulate using green transport means, and so on. Part 4. Wellbeing and ethics challenged by unsustainable practices. Our survey confirmed that thirst for professional development and seeking recognition are main incentives for artists and art professionals to show their work abroad. Cross-border presentation is a means to enrich and diversify their skills, as well as to gain inspiration for advancing their artistic processes. Professional growth is a human need, thus fulfilling artistic values is also deeply related to artists' well-being. Venues and festivals, in their turn, aspire to empower their local artists by enlarging their international perspective. For programmers and curators, international networking and artistic exploration is a process fostering personal growth and artistic development. However, cross-border presentation needs to happen in livable conditions and to be organized so that each person involved in it has enough time and space to truly connect to artistic and social contexts. Human dimension of cross-border exchanges also relates to how people treat each other and how far they acknowledge each other's vulnerabilities and strengths. It is about minding each other's differences and frontiers. Empathy, solidarity, respect, sharing, generosity, curiosity, openness, those values construct the desired ethical code of artistic exchanges across borders. Yet, in reality, it is not a norm adopted across the entire performing arts ecosystem. Importantly, everyone needs time to slow down, simply rest and fulfill their other commitments, as a friend, parent, partner, etc. Sustainable personal life context is crucial for one's well-being, and it is also a crucial condition for a sustainable professional practice. As it has been described before, the current system, with its lack of resources and skills, as well as its specific perceptions of success, relevance and scale, does not provide enough space for a full-fledged human-oriented approach in cross-border touring and presentation. Competition for resources and visibility, hectic and short-term tours and overly busy presenting programs, insufficient time for extending a touring journey to a learning experience. All these features exhaust human capacities, undermines one's well-being and sustainable and meaningful personal growth. Part 5. Building bridges of relevance. Lack of time and skills. A sustainable artistic activity is the one that creates meaningful connections between individuals, audiences, communities, ideas and projects. Therefore, presenting international artistic work must resonate with the artistic and social dynamics of the place it travels to. Presenters aspire to diversify the artistic offer for their local communities and stimulate intercultural dialogue. This is not only important for the development of local artistic ecosystems, it also adds new perspectives and stimulates reflection and debate, which is a vital component of democratic societies. In order for this to happen, the work should reach diverse communities and engage them at different stages, sharing work in progress, co-programming, co-creation. This requires a continuous effort by venues and festivals, in order to create the right connections and contexts for international works to truly enrich their local socio-cultural realities. Numerous performing arts projects and initiatives are happening across the continent, where local and international dimensions are being intertwined in new ways, more sustainable and inclusive ways. Yet, many art professionals, when touring, rarely have time to engage with local communities, to include local people in the artistic processes, to install a continuous dialogue and build profound connections. Presenters also lack the time, skills and the feeling of urgency to meaningfully include communities and local artists in their international programs. Even when there are resources available and the motivation is strong, very often art professionals are short of relevant skills and capacities to be truly inclusive, to work with diverse communities respecting their needs, and create integrations between their work processes and local social dynamics. Even if a lot of fresh and game-changing practices are arising in the performing arts sector throughout the whole space covered by Creative Europe, a large slice of it still needs to depart from the conventional way of showing artistic work towards making local communities part of a continuous process of creation, programming and exchange. Part 6. Money is a condition for continuity, not a goal in itself. According to the survey responses, economic incentive is almost the last one on the list of factors stimulating venues and festivals to host artistic work from abroad. However, the lack of financial resources is the main reason for them not to program international productions, 87%. As for artists and companies, generating income is yet again not the most essential reason for touring, 12%. But the lack of funding is the number one reason for not traveling with their work abroad. Money is hugely important in the performing arts value chain. As an investment in the sustainable career development for art professionals, development of organizations, and a longer lifespan of productions, but not as an end in itself. The performing arts system is not aligned with the market logic. Because producing and presenting performing arts works is very labor-intensive, the costs for production and presentation will always be too high to be covered or surpassed by ticket sales, unless for commercial work with small casts and attracting large audiences, the so-called cost disease, which means that an external financial intervention will always be needed, as explained in the Mapping the Creative Value Chains, a study on the economy of culture in the digital age final report. As we have said before, funding is also important for being able to take risks, advance artistic experimentation, deepen engagement with the local context, adopt ecological means and develop skills. Therefore, funding is not the major stake, but a vital fuel making the process endure, in a meaningful way that allows the artistic and social potential to be fully unleashed, in tune with human and ecological values. Cross-border and touring and presentation are the way for the sector to gain this fuel and make the performing arts ecosystem more sustainable, especially in niche disciplines and countries with smaller internal markets. A sustainable ecosystem, obviously, requires each player and each stage of the value chain to be in a sustainable economic position. In this regard, the volume of funding is very important, but it is also essential how budgets are distributed and allocated, what models of co-production, sharing and solidarity exist, and what activities are supported, be it touring, production, presentation but also professional development, research, network development, and so on. However, in the last 15 years, economic pressure on the sector has only increased. When the financial crisis of 2008 unfolded and budgets for culture were shrunk, performing arts organizations preferred not to reduce the number of artists supported. Instead, they have been helping as many artists as possible to remain professionally active and visible, even if the overall financial pot has decreased. Co-production and presentation fees became lower, which led to the fragmentation of resources and increased competition among artists. Shrinking and fragmented budgets and the accelerated reality of the performing arts and the pressure to produce and move from project to project makes longer tours, which would bring more income, barely possible. Unfair collaboration practices and lack of sharing affect the position of the most vulnerable players in the sector and makes the entire ecosystem unsustainable. The pandemic reality demonstrated this state of affairs and exacerbated it. Third takeaway: sustainable touring and presentation need sustainable cross-border support. As we have revealed before, a vision for a better future has been molded in the performing arts. The COVID-19 period, with its blunt honesty about everyone's fragilities, might have enhanced this vision. There is a broadly shared motivation to practice solidarity and develop more fair attitudes and models, establish just relations between people and open up to those excluded from the art communities and those who are on the margins of societies. There is an urge to finally gain and create time and space to make production and distribution practices more meaningful for everyone involved. Many in the performing arts voice the need to work on stronger links between people, places, projects, skills, cultures, links that would make our ecosystems more sustainable. Environmental awareness is growing, while triggering debates on privilege and inequalities. Artistic value remains at the core, and funding continues to be the vital nourishment to maintain the development of people, organizations, practices, artworks. For all this to be achieved and practiced, artists and other art professionals need the right skills and expertise, and not to forget, decent living and working conditions. All the impediments to making this vision a reality are closely interlinked and create one complex tangle of issues. If we put our head into making one particular activity in the performing arts more sustainable, let's say in ecological terms, we quickly realize our efforts will be futile if we do not tackle social and economic aspects and if we do not take into account artistic dimensions and the limits of human capacities. Moreover, it becomes evident that one type of activity, for example touring, cannot be made sustainable if other related processes remain unsustainable. Production, dissemination, education, research, network development, community work, etc. Art professionals all across the world are taking up the challenge to unravel this complexity and rethink their practices in more inclusive and sustainable terms. Courageously innovative models of showing work across borders emerge all over Europe. They apply slow art and slow traveling, go green, inspire fairness and solidarity, experiment with new ways of moving artistic concepts across borders and reinventing them in tune with the local context. It remains to be evident, however, that a tangible paradigm shift requires a profound rethinking of cross-border presentation and touring and the way they are supported. In a transnational ecosystem, this rethinking can only be done at a cross-border level, by establishing a more systematic and coordinated support framework, which would enhance various viable innovative trends and practices, connect them to each other, mainstream and amplify. Such a framework should provide ground and space for the development of skills, capacities and networks, with a long-term perspective. The Perform Europe research showed that the lack of continuity, unequal distribution, and the fragmented nature of support schemes are detrimental to sustainability in the performing arts ecosystem. Therefore, there is a need for a comprehensive and continuous cross-border support instrument that would take into account the complexity of and disparities in the performing arts sector, including geographic gaps. Such a scheme should stimulate innovation through learning from the numerous best practices that are out there, supporting new experiments, and importantly, making them visible for professionals in diverse situations and funders at all levels. This way, these innovative practices can spill over to other parts of the landscape and ultimately lead to the desired systemic change. Such a support framework should also connect various scattered initiatives, as well as find the way to create the right links between those support tools and programs that aim at bringing sustainable change to the sector. The cross-border scale is essential for such a scheme, as sustainability of the entire cross-border touring and presentation landscape cannot be tackled in single corners of the continent, which are so different from each other. At Perform Europe, we support and learn from the experiments undertaken by producers and presenters aspiring to practice more inclusive and sustainable cross-border touring and digital distribution. Partnerships subcontracted by Perform Europe will showcase innovative models and practices. We will analyze them and sharpen our vision for a more structured and continuous support for the performing art touring and distribution in Europe. You can learn more about Perform Europe on performeurope.eu. Thank you for listening to the Perform Europe Insights Report. As an epilogue, we are providing you with more information about the consortium partners behind Perform Europe. Perform Europe is funded by the Creative Europe Programme of the European Union and co-managed by a consortium of 5 organisations. The first Perform Europe consortium partner is IETM, International Network for Contemporary Performing Arts. IETM is one of the oldest and largest international cultural networks, representing the voice of over 530 professionals and organizations working in all the fields of the performing arts in more than 60 countries worldwide, including artistic companies, collectives, organizations, festivals, venues, residences, producers and independent artists, theaters and dance houses, cultural research resource centers, fellow artistic and cultural networks, universities, and institutional bodies. You can learn more about IETM on IETM.org. The second partner of the Perform Europe Consortium is the European Festivals Association, EFA. EFA is a community dedicated to the arts, the artists, and the audiences. EFA's main role is to connect festival makers to inform, inspire, and enrich the festival landscape in Europe and beyond. In this perspective, EFA is a festival service and a knowledge and training provider, developing a WE story of people and organizations, bridging the distance between festivals and all kinds of stakeholders around festival making. You can learn more about EFA on efa-aef.eu. The third partner of the Perform Europe Consortium is Circostrada. Circostrada is the European network for circus and street arts. It was created in 2003 and counts over 120 members coming from more than 35 countries. Its core mission is to further the development, empowerment, and recognition of these fields at European and international level. Circostrada supports circus and street arts professionals by implementing a wide range of capacity-building initiatives, boosting professional exchange, gathering information and resources, fostering continuous training, innovation and knowledge sharing. You can learn more about Circostrada on circostrada.org. The fourth partner of the consortium is EDN, European Dance House Network. Established as a legal association in 2009, EDN is a network for trust and cooperation between European dance houses in sharing a common vision regarding the development of dance art across borders. In May 2020, EDN counted 45 members in 26 countries. Its key mission is to cooperate in securing a sustainable future for the dance sector and to improve relevance for diverse dance among society. You can learn more about EDN on ednetwork.eu. And the fifth Perform Europe consortium partner is Idea Consult. Idea Consult provides independent advice to organizations and governments at all levels, local, intermediate, regional, federal, and European. Their Thinking Ahead baseline reflects Idea's unique value proposition: committed professionals involved in society and well-connected with research institutions, evidence-based advice, applied research based on validated techniques, sustainable solutions for actual social challenges. You can learn more about Idea Consult on ideaconsult.be.